Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're joined by Mike James, and we're going to be talking about something really exciting coming up here in Carbon County. And that's going to be the 38th annual Outlaw Car Show, as well as the Outlaw Flea Market and Swap Meet. So, Mike, thank you again for taking the time to come talk to us.
Thank you for having me.
So, let's just go over for people who might not know, might be new to the area. Can you just give us a brief overview of what the Outlaw Car Show is?
Oh, the Outlaw Car Show, we started it back in 87, and it was called the Butch Cassidy Car Show back 87, 88, and 89. And then when they quit doing Butch Cassidy Days and Helper, we just went to the Outlaw Car Show. It was the Helper Outlaw Car Show. And then it went to the Outlaw Car Show after that. And so we've been around. This is the 38th year, and we've got a lot of cars that come and go, and we've got a whole bunch this year, new cars that people that I don't even know that have been calling me. I've got cars from Colorado coming, Arizona, and maybe Wyoming. I'm not for sure on them yet.
And we were kind of talking about it a bit beforehand, but you were saying this is probably the biggest excitement you felt about this car show from people around here and outside of the area.
Yeah, I'm getting calls about the car show, especially this week, from outside of the area, from people inside of the area. People want to know if it's too late to enter the swap meet, which it's not. You can just give me a call, you know, and I can point you in the right direction. Actually, I let the town of Schofield take over the swap meet to take some pressure off me, but I'm still getting it, so I can get you anything you need, and I'll get you signed up.
Now, let's kind of talk about entry for this. Now, it is a $20 entrance fee, but like you were saying, it's not too late to enter that swap meet. But how about the car show? How do you enter that?
You enter it the day of the show. Just pull up, park your car, and come back to our registration, and we'll get you fixed up, you know, and we'll have t-shirts, event t-shirts for sale with all our sponsors on the back and stuff. And then we're giving four special awards away for people that's passed away. Three of them were in the area here, and one was a lady that came to the car show for a long time. She had a 51 Nash Metropolitan.
Now, that's super exciting to hear. Car shows, especially around here, always a big hit, and you guys always really seem to deliver with the quality at the Outlaw Car Show. Now, let's kind of change the directions for a bit. Now, let's talk about the flea and swap market, or swap meet, that goes along with this event.
Yeah. I don't know how it's going to be, but I do know I've got two people coming that are big-time sign collectors, because I own an antique shop, so they're bringing signs. One of them has 120 coal mine signs from Carbon County, and he's going to be there, and they're going to have old signs, oil cans, and we've got, I think, somebody that's making hats from Emery County's coming up there, and we've got some pretty good people, you know. There'll be something for everybody, and we're going to have some pretty good raffles going, and it's just going to be a fun day, you know, up Schofield. I was there yesterday, and it's just so nice up there, you know. You just look out of that park, and you can see the lake, and it's just going to be a good deal. It's the first year, you know, so we don't know how it's going to be. We've got food vendors coming, I think three or four food vendors. We've got Coyote Well coffee truck's going to be there, and like I said, it's not too late. If you got a food vending stuff or anything you want to get up there, just give me a call and I can get you lined up and signed up.
Now, something I kind of wanted to talk about is looking at the flyer for this. You guys have music by Rockin' Hot Rod Productions, which is just super exciting because live music tends to really enhance these events so much.
Yeah, he's done my music for probably the last 15 years. He's a professional car show DJ that he does a car show or cruise night every night up in around Salt Lake and Utah County, and that they have one almost every night and every weekend, and we're lucky to get him. He's got some good music, and he'll be there, you know, spinning the tunes for you.
Now, if people want to get in contact with you with any questions about the car show or the swap meet, what's the best way to get in contact with you?
Probably my cell phone is 435-820-8320.
Now, Mike, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Yeah, come up and have a good time, you know, support Schofield, support our sponsors. I have all my sponsors I've had for the past 38 years in helper. They've jumped in and sponsored this, you know. So just come up and have a good time up there, you know. Bring the kids, you know. You can go fishing if you're tired of the car show. You can go fishing or just drive around. But come up and see what's going on and see what's new and exciting.
Well, thank you again, Mike, for taking the time out of your day to come talk with us. Again, that was Mike James, and we were talking about the 38th Annual Outlaw Car Show, which is coming up on August 31st in Schofield this year. And it's going to run from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.